An Illinois researcher suggests employers struggling to hire take a closer look at the labor reserve, a segment of the population amenable to joining the labor force under different conditions, and then work to accommodate those needs. Among rural Illinoisans, the labor reserve is overwhelmingly female, but their reasons for staying out of the job market greatly differ based on their levels of educational attainment. WCBU's Tim Shelley talks with Illinois Institute of Rural Affairs professor Adia Tyeman to learn more.
So if you think in terms of businesses wanting to employ people in this climate of declining labor force, then the only option is we start looking at the labor reserve. That means people, they didn't really look for a job earlier, but now they will be happy to join the labor force if the economic and social conditions or benefits are good enough for them. So what's the implication for businesses wanting to employ people? How can they go about doing this? And our thinking is they need to target the employees properly. And given that majority of them are females, non-college educated, that means businesses, if they want to employ college educated people, then they need to pay more. Essentially, they have to attract from their competitors, employees from their competitors. If they are going to go for a non-college educated workforce, then given that majority of them are females, they have to be, really female-friendly kind of workplace. That means they may have to actually think in terms of helping with childcare, transportation, and so on.
I find that so fascinating that the majority of the people in this labor reserve are non-college educated women, and getting a little bit into the reasons behind that, you list in your study transportation being one of the really big issues. We hear so much about childcare being an issue, but transportation, that's interesting. So what are some of the reasons maybe behind why that specific demographic is, there's such a disconnect?
Everything boils down to economics. If you don't have a personal transportation, then you need to start thinking in terms of public transportation. And we are thinking about rural communities. You don't have that many public transportation. My, bet would be it's because of economic situation, no public transportation in rural communities, and they find it difficult to go to work. And so, so that's why we see that a large number, 4,000 of them, said that they don't have transportation. So that's why they were not looking for a job, but they would like a job. So again, implication is for businesses, if they could provide some sort of transportation, then that'll be good in this climate where we don't have many much slack in the labor force. So that could be one option of handling this.
So when we're talking about the, employment issues and the recovery from the COVID-19 pandemic, at least the economic recovery, would it be a fair statement to say that it's impacting women disproportionately more than men, and that it's impacting, in rural areas, non-college educated women more than college educated women?
Again, if you just look at those numbers in the paper, in January 2021, you had like 3,500 college-educated women wanting to work. And now in November, you don't see anyone. All the college-educated, if they want a job, they got the job. And, again, being in rural area, being a female, non-college-educated, those are the attributes that really, make the females lag behind, I should say, in terms of employment and so on. But the good thing is, hospitality, those industries are coming back, and we do have at least 8,000 in reserve, and these are female, and they want to work. And they haven't been looking for work, but now they want work. And these are non-college educated. And so we have a kind of a profile for businesses to understand who they are and what kind of problems that prevented them from seeking a job earlier.
Any other trends or anything you came upon in your analysis of this data that you would want to highlight or point out is you know, maybe interesting or compelling?
If you think in terms of January to October 2021, the labor force has been declining steadily at the rate of, I would say, negative 1.2% a month. You know, so, but now I see in December, I see some sort of positive trend emerging. So again, given that, now we have the new Omicron virus coming in, and we also have this holiday season upon us, and I'm not sure how that's going to impact. Given that the virus is not going to impact that much, then we'll be okay. If the virus is going to come back again, then, and again, we'll be facing shutdowns and so on, then it's going to be another issue.
That's Illinois Institute of Rural Affairs Professor Adia Tyeman speaking with Tim Shelley about the Rural Labor Reserve and what it'll take for employers to tap into it. You can find Tim's story at wcbu.org.